This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish spacious Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to The Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. I had the pleasure a month ago of dining with Robert and Jan Dillenschneider in Darien, Connecticut, and they told me of their son, Jeffrey, who is studying and pushing forth programs for greater kindness. It's a good thing because often our society is uncivil, people yelling at each other, protesting, and often in a very nasty manner. Now, Jeffrey Dillenschneider is called the King of Kindness, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about him from his biography. He writes, "I've traveled the world and enjoyed meeting tens of thousands of people and getting to understand the human condition. I've been to many colleges and many places, but the greatest thing I've ever done is very simple. I met and fell in love with my wife and had a beautiful son, my great accomplishment. I've studied everything from material science to quantum mechanics, psychology, sociology, biomechanics, neurofamacokinetics. I play with AI, build supercomputers for fun. The list goes on and on. What is important is that I have a deep knowledge of the world that very few have. I really don't like writing bios, but you want to know about me, so there it is. I have a dearth of knowledge that is ridiculous. My biographer, who I hope you allow onto the show with me, has experienced how I live for 48 days now, and she said once, every time I ask you a question or anything, you already have the answer. Well, that's good. I wish I had the answers. Our guest today, the King of Kindness, Jeffrey Dillenschneider. Why are you called the King of Kindness, Jeffrey Dillenschneider?
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
I was meditating on a berm at a beach in Southport, and some young girls were splashing around in the water, and so I went over and asked them the questions. And I guess they were college students from South Carolina. And again, we're in Southport, Connecticut, so I don't even know why they were there. And this girl said, "You're the King of Kindness." The book that we're writing, my biography, is supposed to be called, I wanted to call it Stories for Doris, because my biographer is named Doris. But instead, she said, "No, you have to call it the King of Kindness." I said, "Yes, ma'am." That's it. She
Wow.
just called me it. I didn't make up the term. She did. Some random woman, a young woman that I met, and I will never see again probably in the rest of my life. That was it. She just said, "You're the King of Kindness." I'm like, what? That was it.
Well, I think that's a great compliment to be called that.
I am not here for compliments or for adulation or adulation, sorry. My intent in the world, my job, is to go around being kind. Just doing kindnesses, like open the door, say, "Hey, nice car," whatever it is. Like you see a grandma trying to reach something up high at the grocery store. You just grab it for her. Anything.
Very good.
My biographer's right here with me, and all I've done is she's watched me for, 49 days now, and she's just watched me go around just being kind as heck to everybody as much as possible. And the crazy part and the metadata on my study is that kindness is the most infectious disease in the world. It kicks fear's butt. Because, as you said, like the world's been kind of, you know, not a nice place recently to people, and it's been ruled by fear. And so I found a way to change that. And what we're doing today, if you would permit me to ask you two questions and give you a challenge.
Okay.
I have a Reddit, subreddit, like a forum, I guess. I have never used Reddit, but it's called r/thekindnessstudy. Everyone who's listening can go give me the answers to these two questions if you would permit me to ask you the two questions.
Please go ahead, Jeffrey.
All right, the first question is very simple. What's the best story of your life?
Well, I think the best story of my life may be helping children who were burned to meet. I had 17 private audiences with John Paul II, and having those 17 young children blessed privately by a saint. So there's a good one. Yeah.
Catholic?
Yes, I'm Catholic, yes.
Yeah, same. Yeah, as well. That's an amazing story.
Yeah.
Well, you helped 17 burnt children?
Yes, over 17 years, and each year we took a child over to John Paul II, and he hugged and blessed the child after reconstructive surgery. These were from fire burns, acid burns, deformities, all over the world. And
As a firefighter, thank you for what you did.
Oh, thank you. It was a great experience, even though my left leg shook like crazy. What's the second question?
All right, so just for the show, I have talked to, 3,329 people and gotten 8,804 best stories of people's lives. It's been an amazing experience. It's been difficult. But the second question, well, there's a challenge in the middle. Do one kindness a day, which you clearly already do. My study has shown 99.76% of people are already kind people. There are a small amount of people that are not. It is what it is. So the second question, very simple. What is your dream now?
Well, I guess my dream would be to be kind, happy, and joyous.
Nice. You will be the 193rd person to answer the question in that manner.
Okay.
It's been a very interesting process. We kind of ran out of places to go.
All right.
So, what do we do with this information? That's the real interesting question. What do we do? The world wants to be kind. Well, no, the people of this world want to be kind to each other, love each other, share each other's experiences, talk to each other, love each other. But this world's been unkind. We're all stuck in debt. You know, we got crappy jobs or whatever, you know, we're, you know, stuck under mortgages that where we're paying. I'm sorry. I told you I talk too much.
No, that's all right. That's why you're on the show.
We're all stuck in this life together, but we feel apart. And I want to change that fact. I want us to feel together again. I want us to love each other again, to be kind to each other again. So I've been going around giving kindness. Can I give you one of the stories?
Please do.
Yes, sir. So I was driving into Ridgefield, Connecticut, and I saw two old people picking up trash on the side of the road by a lake. And, I pulled over. I got the answers. My man, probably 80 years old, he didn't even say the answer. He just pointed at his wife. He was just like, my wife. 73.8% of people said, my children. 19.5% said, my spouse. You know, dog and cat people. And she said she's starting a nonprofit, a 501c3 about kindness. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So we picked up some trash, you know, and just hung out. His name was Tom. And 3 days later, I'm in a CVS parking lot. And I asked some strange woman, you know, because I've been doing this for, 19 weeks now? And she says, oh, I know about your study. I'm like, what do you mean? We haven't gone public. What do you mean you've heard about the study? She goes, oh, no. The Reading Grade School has a class that's doing the study. I'm like, what's the teacher's name?
Okay.
Tom. I'm like, oh. I'm like, oh. Tom, this random guy I met on the side of the road, he was a teacher at the school. He is a teacher at the school, and he apparently just had his whole class just do what I just did with you. And they made, like, banners, and they all did. We're on the radio, so, yeah, we can't shake hands, but with every single 3,300 people, I shake everybody's hand, say, hello, I'm Jeffrey, blah, 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 can I ask you questions? Because, you know, it's a scientific study, so I have to, ask consent. 37 people said no. 3,300 said yes. So apparently he had the whole grade school, like, do it. And they're all being kind, and there's no more bullying. Like, this cures bullying? I was so confused. I'm like, what do you mean there's no more bullying? He's like, dude. Like, the cool kids and the cheerleaders, they're all hanging out with the, the music kids and the goth kids, and they're all vaping, they're all vaping together and being chill. Like you see, like, the most beautiful cheerleader girl hanging out with a girl with Down syndrome. And just because of taking unconscious kindness and turning it into conscious kindness, it makes all the difference. It's been an amazing process. It's been exhausting. I want to go home to my wife and my son. We've been to, 6 states? New York City, all the way up to Massachusetts. We've been all over. It's been quite amazing to affect so many communities, to bring kindness to others. It's the first time in my life I've been speechless.
Wonderful.
So, do you have any other questions for me?
Well, we'll take a little break for a moment here. Our guest today is Jeffrey Dillenschneider from a prominent Connecticut family. I've had the good pleasure of meeting his wonderful parents, Robert and Jan Dillenschneider in Darien, Connecticut. He's known for his study on kindness. We're talking all about it. And, of course, it would make the world a much better place. If you're listening in Connecticut, Toronto, Northern Florida, as we reach 17 states and much of Canada, please write me a note to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, Suite 200, 500 Corporate Parkway, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Little plug here, Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal newspaper has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Pastor Evan Stone from Haiti, a good friend of Jeffrey Dillenschneider's parents, Donnie Kerr, renowned entertainer in New York City, and Ambassador Eric Javits. Coming up, we're going to have realism artist D.A. Dunford from Bracebridge, Ontario, former Governor George Pataki, and self-made billionaire John Katsimatidis, all on the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520. A little bit more of the bio of Jeffrey Dylan Schneider. He says, I have the presence of mind to know that the more you learn, the less you know. And the most intelligent thing a person can say is the truth. If I don't know something, I say, I don't know. This is the enlightened approach, the truth at all times. Be wary, I do practice something called extreme honesty. I do not lie at any time. So in this interview, if you ask questions, be careful. I might answer them. And he has been answering them very eloquently. Our guest today, Jeffrey Dylan Schneider of Connecticut. Now, this is a study about psychosocial effects of kindness. Tell us about more about this study and these effects.
Yes, sir. What I've found is that 99.76% of people on Earth are already kind. The problem is, what I've found is that the world has not been kind to them. People are afraid to connect. They're afraid to talk. They're afraid to, you know, be one with each other. Because of a small group of people that are not being kind, who happen to be in positions of power. So I found a way to make them kind again. The two questions. That's it. And the challenge. Hey, nice car. Cool hat. You know, open a door for somebody. That's it. Just do it all day. That's it. It seems so simple. It seems that it would be ineffectual, but it's not. It's actually really effectual. Like the story about Tom. I had no idea he would have a whole grade school do this. I didn't ask him to. I didn't know he would do it. I didn't even know he was a teacher. Nothing. So I'm like, what the heck? Okay. So how do I... it's an idiom, right? Pay it forward. Do a kindness... here's a good one. Audelis in Darien. 9 in the morning, like on a Monday. Ugh. Right, Mondays. I bought a sandwich, but my card, my Bank of America card, no offense, Bank of America, didn't work. There was money in it. It just didn't work. So the old lady behind me was just like, I got you. I'm like, ma'am, this is like a $16 sandwich. She's like, no, I'll just pay for it. I'm like, okay. So I came back the next day, and the guy at the register, Alex, he was like, dude, what did you do? I'm like, I didn't do anything. Am I getting kicked out of another store? He's like, no. From 9 until like 3 in the afternoon, everybody paid for everyone's sandwiches. Like, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, everybody paid for everybody else's sandwiches? He's like, yeah. I don't know. What did you do? I'm like, I don't know. This old lady did a kindness to me. And then the kindness, just the people behind us in line saw the kindness and then just paid it forward. I'm like, oh, all right, cool. He shook his hand. I'm like, all right, cool. All right, that's it. So kindness, I've found, I think I might have be repeating myself, but mm-hmm. is the most, what's it called?
Infectious
disease in the world. It's far more powerful than fear. And this world has been ruled by fear for a long time. Kings, despots, dictators. No. Let's slow this down a little bit. Kindness is king.
Well,
I'm not the king of kindness.
You have
everybody on Earth, 8.2 billion people. That's where kindness lies, in all of our hearts. By all means, ask me more questions.
Well, you have a wonderful message. I hope other people follow it. And I've heard the story of people at fast food outlets when they buy someone their meal, the next person buys the next person their meal. I've heard that 5 people did that in a row. So I've heard of that.
Yeah, but I didn't do that. Somebody did it to me. So here you go. Here's a little story. One of the weirdest things that I've noticed, I live in a small town called Reading, Connecticut. And 27 people. Yeah, I have to look at the numbers, but I think it's 27 people have come running up to me, like, do the study, do the study. Like, I'm like, oh my God, am I getting robbed or something? And they're like, no. Shake my hand and do the two questions. Like, people are like, you know, running up to me at this point because people talk in small towns. So on the radio, I'm going to repeat this again. I've never used Reddit before, but I made a Reddit page, r/thekindnessstudy. I want everybody listening, give me the answers to the two questions. What's the best story of your life? A great one, not a bad one. I don't want bad ones. And what is your dream? I want a lot of answers. So please help me, because my wife is very mad at me for going around. She wants me back home. But this was important. It's important not to me. I wanted to be honest.
Well, repeat again that address to participate.
Yeah, r/thekindnessstudy. No spaces. I want to see answers.
Okay.
It's very important that we figure out exactly how important being kind to each other is in this world. I'll tell a personal story a little bit.
Please.
All of my studies, I'm a data analyst and scientist, and everything's been on the computer. I've never done a physical study where I actually talked one-on-one with people all over the world. I've never done it. This has been a very interesting experience for me personally. I should stop saying, that's a placeholder word. Ask me a crazy question. I'll answer honestly, no matter what you ask.
Why are you so brilliant?
That's an interesting question. Let's see. Genetics, probably? I don't know. Yeah, no, I went to Yale in high school. I probably have the equivalent of like 19 degrees. And they're all boring. All the colleges.
You like to do research.
Yeah, I research, I learn. I'm a master of 3 martial arts. Like, it just goes on. That's not important. Ask a better question.
Well, why don't we just break for a moment? Our guest today is the King of Kindness, Jeffrey Dillenschneider, who is doing a very large study on kindness. He's from Connecticut and a very bright, gifted young man. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, The Bet, 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Just a little bit more about Jeffrey Dillenschneider as we have 5 minutes left on the program. He said, I will say this, though I do have a bad habit of answering like a lecturing professor in long form. I will try my best to be short and simple, but if you ask a question with a difficult answer that I know, I might have a long answer and it might ruin the entire interview. So I hope that we keep it about the study that I've just done, and that's what we're doing. And when will this study be done, and how will people read the results of the study? Jeffrey?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, when will your study be done, and how will the public be able to read the results?
Let's see. So I need, for a verifiable study, I need 3,500 people. So I'm almost done. I have like 193 people left to do, to talk to, and it should be done. But to be honest, I kind of got addicted to doing this. Being kind to people is really addictive. Not the questions. That's my biographer. I don't know if you can hear.
Hi, my name's Doris Kenny. Nice to meet you.
Yes, our pleasure.
Yeah, it's the effect. People do this thing with their eyes. The first question, right, it makes you look back into your past. And you're not just your job today. You're not the debt you have today. You're not the problems you have today. You're this entire series of experiences through your whole life. You're this whole person. And we forget it. The way life is built today makes us forget who we are. That question was designed to make us remember who we are. To give the kind, it's like the, remember the, what's it called? The Ghost of Christmas Past, yeah. Present, and Future? Christmas Carol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That question is designed to make you remember your past and who you are as a person. All these experiences, even childhood memories and stuff. Right. So then the Stuart Moyazinski, yeah, I'm going to name drop him a little bit. His was, do a kindness a day and watch the world get a little less crappy. There you go. Try not to curse. And then I developed the third thing. What's your dream? To look into your future or others' futures. Like, I want to raise my beautiful kids, or, you know, I want to be happy, like you said, right? There's just this, like, whole life behind you and ahead of you. And that's who you are. And that's doing a real kindness to another human being. So I've gone around the tri-state area doing this amazing amount of kindness to other people. Would you like a fun little story?
Go ahead. Again, our guest is Jeffrey Dillenschneider. He is doing a big study on kindness. Go ahead. Tell us that story.
Yes, sir. We were driving home to take my biographer back to her sister's house, and we saw a woman pulled over on the road with the engine open, and what she said was that probably 100 cars just drove by, didn't help. She didn't have AAA, nothing. She had... Her family was far away. She had nobody to help her. So what did I do? Hell yeah. I pulled over. I said, what do you need? She says, I don't know. Something's wrong with the car. It doesn't work. So I said, okay, let me diagnose it. So I found out she had a hose in her radiator was leaking, and it leaked all the radiator liquid out. Antifreeze or whatever it's called. So I said, okay, let me think about it. I'm a little bit of a car guy, so I'm like, all right. She needs some duct tape, and she needs radiator fluid. And she's like, okay, here's money. And I said, no, I don't want your money. Not at all. No, I'm just going to go drive over with my, you know, biographer. And we got some duct tape and some radiator fluid, drove back. I duct taped it up, and I said, 0.2 miles from here, there's a really nice automotive shop. They can fix it up for you. They just have to replace the hose. And you'll be fine. It took them about a day or whatever. And but when we got there, they were like, it's going to take a day. And she's like, oh, I'm going to take an Uber home. I'm like, no, we're going to drive you home. Where do you live?
You know, Jeffrey, you showed that act of kindness. It was beautiful helping this woman you didn't even know. But we've run out of time. I'd like to thank Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for his wonderful job, Jan and Bob Dillenschneider for recommending their son, the King of Kindness, on the Rusk Report today. And we wish you a wonderful week. Thank you, Jeffrey Dillenschneider.
Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.